Today's show is brought to you by All You Can Eat Buffets. The perfect way to get a week's worth of calories in only 45 minutes.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
I want to apologize.
Apologize?
We shouldn't be bickering like this.
We can put an end to all this bickering.
Why? What's today?
What's so special about today?
Today is National Kiss and Makeup Day.
What do you want, to kiss and makeup?
It's kiss and makeup, not kiss in makeup.
National Kiss and Makeup Day.
Now kiss and makeup.
Today's what? National Kiss and Makeup Day? Really?
Pucker up, baby.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, on the Alexa.
Hello!
How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway, whether you ask or not. You simply enable the skill. You just have to do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that, ow, what did I do? Oh, and take two. And every time after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's really easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and
hello!
She will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, RSS.com. You can go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you will find a link to the podcast. And the podcast, so if you're listening to the live show, you can also listen again or listen to the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes that we have done over the years, just simply by checking out our podcast. So we take the live show, we take all the segments and interviews and bits and things that we do, and then we repack those into a full-length podcast, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. And you know, the live show is Monday through Friday from 8-ish to 11-ish. It's more like 9 to 11-ish. It's mid-morning. It's a mid-morning show. And we also, that's live Monday through Friday during those times, and then repacked into a podcast. But when we're live, we're also putting up a Facebook Live video simulcast of the show, so you can go on over to our Facebook page at the Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces, at the Mike Show VA, and you can watch the show segments. So a couple things. Let's see. Well, okay, this weekend, Hill City Slide. It was quite the spectacle. My kid had like a season pass because her mom planned the event. And Maddie just had a season pass to go nonstop, constant. I mean, she was just all day yesterday. That's all she did was do Hill City Slide with her friends. I did not go down that slide once. I was there on Saturday a bunch of times, picking up and dropping off and bringing the doggo around, bringing Surf Dude around, and you know, so that was Saturday, and then Sunday I just did not feel like doing anything. I literally felt like doing absolutely positively nothing. And so that's what I did. Actually, I took care of Surf Dude, and he hung out with me all day on Sunday. We took a big old walk, which yeah, I sound so elderly. We did. We took a, well, he's a pup. He's a puppy, and you know, it was really, really cool. So I took a big old walk yesterday with the puppo. That was a lot of fun. The slide was great. It was really, really cool. A lot of people attended. A lot of people had a great time. There were no parking issues whatsoever. There were no big line issues. There were no issues getting in and out of downtown. It went pretty well. So hats off to all the folks at the United Way of Central Virginia for throwing yet another successful Hill City slide in downtown Lynchburg. So, on when we did Summer Jam, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before, and then this past Saturday, I had two separate people make a comment to me about, well, wouldn't it be better if you were back on terrestrial radio, if you were back on FM radio. And I don't know quite how to take their comment. I don't know if their comment was meant to, I don't know if it was somewhat of a backhanded insult. Or if, now I know the first person that said it was, it was just out of, you know, he's an older guy and he listens to, you know, over the air radio, and he's not real tech savvy. So for him, it was not a backhanded insult or anything like that. It was just, oh man, you know, I miss hearing you on over the air radio. Any chance you'll ever get back into that? And here's the thing. I mean, I was an owner. I actually founded that company way back when in 2011. And it's very, very costly. I mean, really, really expensive. And this business model that we're doing now, we didn't lose any audience. We gained. Actually, we tripled our audience. And we didn't lose any of our sponsors. We actually gained more sponsors because we can show video too. So you know, all those people that you know, that didn't buy radio advertising because they had video advertising, they had TV advertising. Well, we can do that too. So and then the repack of the podcast is just, you know, that's just a no-brainer. Would I like to be on an over-the-air FM? I mean, I don't need it. I really don't. You can find me just fine. We've got the new app that we're building, so pretty much everyone will have access. I know some of the iOS different models of iOS phone, our current app or even browser is a little bit wonky to listen to Radio 434. So we're working on that. So we've got the brand new app, and it'll launch very, very soon. That should solve all the problems, right? But you know, for like that old guy. That older guy, I mean, I'm an old guy, but that older guy, you know, and I get it. You know, he likes listening to over-the-air FM, and that's fine. If, let's put it this way. If somebody who is paying all the bills at an over-the-air radio station would like to hire our company to do this morning show on their FM, I would not turn down an opportunity to talk about that. I don't need it. We don't need it. But you know, for you know, guys like that older guy who still listen to over the air FM, if you know, I mean, it might just broaden our audience and get us more listeners. Who knows? So anyway, but I definitely, absolutely, positively do not need it. nor do I want the cost involved in owning or operating an over-the-air radio station ever again. That was just ridiculous. Unless that sucker is already billing $1 million a year and all we have to do is maintain it, I mean, that's fine. But, man, oh, man. Yeah, and the other dude, you know, it was kind of, I don't know. I don't know if it was a backhanded insult or if he was genuinely concerned that maybe I was missing something. I don't know. But anyway, well, nice to know people are talking, right? Anyway, all right, Monday edition of the program. So darned happy that you could join us yet again. Coming up on today's program, of course, we've got your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in .news, and we've got some good news for you. And people are sharing the weirdest flexes that they've heard. Okay, so what's a flex? The older generation asks. Well, it's a brag. Everybody has heard someone brag about something ridiculous. Okay, so we're going to talk about these. The people online are sharing the weirdest flexes that they've ever heard someone say. Plus, we turned it into a top list, top flexes that will impress anyone. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Hey there, fella. People come up to me all the time and they say, hey man, you're awesome. I have to admit it, I am pretty awesome. It took years of hard work and effort to reach this level of awesomeness. Now I'm proud to announce that you too could be awesome, just like me, with my 3-day How to Be Awesome seminar. I'll show you how to inspire others to be awesome and what to do with your newfound awesomeness. Register now and you'll receive an awesome complimentary pin and an I'm Awesome bumper sticker so the world will know just how awesome you are. Remember what I always say, don't be a possum. When you're awesome, you'll blossom.
There is no guarantee that you will ever be awesome. In most cases, attendees will not be able to reach my level of awesomeness. Because awesome is a relative term, you may already be awesome and unable to reach a higher level of awesomeness, or you may be so lame that using a superlative like awesome to describe yourself would be absolutely ridiculous. If you're unhappy with my 3-day awesome seminar, you will not receive your money back. If you sue, you will lose because obviously my attorneys are awesome.
Hey, loser, you're only a phone call away from being awesome.
You're awesome.
I know. Call 888-AWESOME and be awesome today.
Hey there, fella. It's the Mike Show. Yeah. So we were talking about flexes, you know, everybody bragging, you know, somebody bragging about something ridiculous. And everybody's heard something like that. Everybody has heard someone brag about something ridiculous. Maybe they guessed the exact time once without looking at the clock, or maybe they managed to floss for 3 straight days before falling off the wagon. I don't know what people do, but people online are sharing some of the weirdest flexes that they've heard someone say. With a straight face, by the way. Some of them are funny, some of them are sad, but all are silly. Okay? Do we want to do this from the bottom up? Let's do it from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. There's 12 of them. I don't know if we're going to read all of them, but somebody... This person posted this, and they said, quote, "I know somebody who jokes about never doing anything around the house. They say, my wife does it all." And he said, "I've met your wife, dude. She's miserable." 11 on the list. Some guy said he never reads and somehow thought that that made him look cool. Somebody posted, "My ex-boss said he doesn't even know the name of his son or how old he exactly is." And here's the thing. His son and his wife live in the same house. He's just a jerk. Somebody bragged about living in another country for years and never eating the local cuisine. Someone was proud of themselves for chugging a whole jar of pickle juice, which destroyed the lining of their stomach. It destroyed the lining of their stomach. Where's the thingies? There it is.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. A patient bragged about never drinking water. She told the person if God wanted her to drink water, he would have made it taste better. Okay. This person posted, "My cousin bragged that he had never used sunscreen in his life while peeling like a lobster on vacation." Another guy, this one's one of my favorite ones. A guy was hitting on someone in a Los Angeles bar, proudly said he was just in a National Pedigree commercial. Pedigree, as in the dog food. This person had a boss who would call their handwriting ugly and chicken scratch. She claimed that she won an award for her handwriting in the third grade, which was probably 60 years ago. This person posted, "My brother-in-law is almost 60 and brags about never eating fruits or vegetables. He thinks it's funny that his kids and grandkids are the same." A coworker boasted once about never using their paid time off. And the days don't roll over or pay out. So this person thought, so you're basically working for free. And then last one. A manager prided herself on being crazy busy all the time. She proudly told this person she hasn't listened to music in 15 years because she doesn't have time. Yes, those are all straight face weird flexes. So with that, that brings us to our top list. It's always awkward when someone brags about something nobody cares about. Don't be a weird flexer. Anytime you want to impress people, drop something like this from today's list. It's our top list today. Top flexes that will impress everyone. All right, here we go. Number one, I've tried everything on the Cheesecake Factory menu. I can tell the John Wick movies apart, all of them. I can guess any gas station I can handle. Oh, I can handle any gas station air hose. Top flexes that will impress anyone. I always find parking at Trader Joe's. I look good in Crocs. Top flexes that will impress anyone. I'm a Raiders fan and have never been to prison. I only discuss politics when I know what I'm talking about. I figure out hotel showers on the first try. These could be the most interesting man quotes. Top flexes that will impress anyone. I can make it through a Martin Scorsese movie without peeing. And top flexes that will impress anyone. I care more about my family than my fantasy football team. Family. Anyway, hi there. It's The Mike Show. All right. Weird flex. I replaced Sir Patrick Stewart as the voice of a regional telephone company back in the early 90s. I did. No, it should be this one. That's, yeah. All right, so Sir Patrick Stewart. Yes, Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek, and on Broadway, and on he's a brilliant, brilliant actor. He's one of my favorite people of all times, by the way. He was the voice of a regional telephone company back in the 1990s, and they had a major, major copy change. And I was working at the radio station that happened to be the production hub for this particular account. And they needed a voice that was not always on the air. And at that time, I was doing more sales than being on air. So, yeah. So they listened to a demo of my voice, and they asked me if I could do the reread for this particular campaign, because it completely changed. And Sir Patrick Stewart was now overseas and shooting something and not available. He was shooting a movie or something, and he was not available to do any of the rereads, and he would not be available for quite some time. So they selected me to replace Sir Patrick Stewart. I didn't just replace him for the rereads. I replaced him for years as the voice of this regional telephone company. So, that's my weird flex. I still love Sir Patrick Stewart, though. I mean, if he was available, they certainly would have used him. Oh, they sure as hell saved a buttload of money by going with me instead. Well, anyway, so that's my weird flex. All right, coming up, what do we got? We got news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A study found that coffee drinkers are happier. Except the ones at work that find out someone forgot to reorder the Keurig cups.
No!
Hooters no longer wants waitresses to wear skimpy shorts. Even the new CEO of Cracker Barrel was like, way to ruin a brand. The Menendez brothers were denied parole. Well, it looks like another holiday with them not spending it with their parents. And California's serial butt sniffer was arrested again at a Walgreens. You'd think there'd be some job for him in the medical profession. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. What was that? Was that a bug on the lens, or did somebody flick a booger on it? It was back the other way. Back the other way. Anyway, taking a look at the tower cam position number 4 at the river. Absolutely, positively gorgeous day. Well, you know, minus the booger. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Booger. We can't afford one. Anyway, coming up, we're going to get smart. We've got 5 random facts. That's on the way. We also have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia, And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
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 Facts.
Yep, the time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. In the capital city of Manila in the Philippines, the lowest temperature it has ever been, day or night, is 58 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 14.5 Celsius. That was more than 100 years ago, by the way, in 1914. Number two, PowerPoint was originally developed in 1987 as a program for Apple computers. It was called Presenter. Microsoft wound up buying it for $14 million and launched their own version in 1990. Number three, Princess Diana and Prince Charles had only been together in person 13 times before their wedding day in 1981. Number four, the fax machine was invented the same year people were traveling on the Oregon Trail. Yep. 1843. And then number five, Sour Patch Kids are called very bad kids in France. And those are your five random facts. So in France, if you're a very bad kid, could you also call them a Sour Patch Kid? I don't know. Anyway, those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show. So darned happy you could join us on this Monday edition.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
Yep. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It is called Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie doo. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Let's see. All right. Have you heard of the dating term Shrekking? It's, yes, from Shrek. Yeah, it's where you either date down and up with an uglier partner. So now there's a site where you can find that special someone.
Tired of chasing Prince Charming and getting ghosted by frogs? Well, now there's Shrekmate.com.
People take one look at me and go, ah, help, run!
Yeah. The dating site where better out than in isn't just about gas.
You definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks!
It's about love.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah.
At Shrekmate, we peel back the layers.
Take a look at me! What am I?
Shrekmate, because handsome princes are overrated.
Nobody else, understand?
Warning, Shrekking may ruin your love life. Side effects include swamp breath, onion breath, and unsolicited donkey karaoke.
Then you got the child, little tenderness.
All right, that's going to get totally flagged. Man, oh man. A 73-year-old lawyer is fighting to get 50 Hooters restaurants back in business. His plans include some changes, though, for the waitresses, like banning, he says, the butt cheeks hanging out. To comment on that and more is our favorite Hooters waitress.
Hey, y'all. It's Cheyenne from Hooters. And I, along with the other girls, Christy, Misty, Crystal, and Onyx, are beginning to get confused. First, it was short shorts, booty out. Now it's no cheeks a-popping. They also require us to have, and I quote, glamorous hairstyling and the ability to maintain an attractive and fit image. So we're supposed to sling wings and be camera ready? Is Hooters going to pay our salon and gym bills? Because the way we're figuring, we can make just as much serving slop at Cracker Barrel with our hair in a pony, and we wouldn't have a bunch of morons trying to take pictures of us. If you want to make it a family restaurant, do a name change. The name is still Hooters. You might as well call it Jugs and have a logo of beer pitchers. I own that if you do it.
Okay. All right, let's go to viral videos. So apparently, there is a young, handsome vicar at a church in England. There he is. That has people going back to church because they think he's hot. He posts on TikTok and has received many, many lustrous comments like, hot priest. Here's one of his messages.
Hello, I'm Father Jordan, and I'm delighted to be the new vicar here at St. Edward the Confessor in Romford. Come and say hello. We gather here regularly throughout the week, and of course on Sundays. Even if you haven't been for a while, we'd love to see you again. But this is just me saying hi to you. If you follow us on Facebook or on any of our social media, a welcome from me. God bless.
Okay, thanks. Let's see. The internet is becoming fans of a guy who posted a TikTok video of himself whistling the long guitar solo break from Leonard Skinner's Freebird. He posts under the name of Ralph Whistler, and he makes face gestures while he whistles. Here is some of his work. Yeah, not into whistling. Let's see. Skip that. We're going to do that in Stupid Criminals. We're going to do that in Stupid Criminals. And we're going to go down here. Are we doing a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception, since today is National Banana Split Day. And speaking of bananas, here's comedian Brian Regan.
I got a juicer. I got this big industrial juicer. You know, you put the fruit of the vegetable in here. Here's the spout. That's where the juice comes out. This side's the bad side. A bin and a clear lid. You don't want nothing over there. So the first thing I tried to make, this is true, was banana juice. Not knowing there's no moisture anywhere inside a banana. You can blend a banana, but you can't juice a banana. I didn't know this. So I put my first banana. Bam! Okay. Clearly there's a lag time here. Put the second. Bam! All right, I'm going to have to be patient. So I thought, well, maybe that's how juicing works, you know? Maybe it takes a while for the the machine to catch up. I fed 7 bananas in a row. When does that delicious banana nectar start trickling into this glass? So I just took the lid off and I started eating the banana pulp, which is very similar to eating a banana. It's like eating banana off the cob. Thank you.
All right. There you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly, maybe vigorously and repetitively, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah. We're going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers. 1903. The Wright brothers' first flight is a success. Afterwards, the boys enjoyed a cold, refreshing Ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels, two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End, minutes from everything Danville has to offer, competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, well, here we go. A woman in St. Petersburg, Florida, got arrested last Monday after she did some day drinking and got a weird head start on Halloween. 48-year-old Marcia Morgan was angry after one of her neighbors parked too close to her yard, so she decided to toilet paper their car. According to the police report, she was drunk and dressed in a hot dog costume. They say she was leaning against the person's car with a roll of toilet paper in her hand while pulling off strips, and putting it all over their vehicle. They described her as intoxicated and uncooperative. It's not clear if she had run-ins with her neighbors before, and police didn't say why she was dressed as a hot dog, but this all happened around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They charged her with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, and she pled no contest the next day. She has to pay a $550 fine and do around 40 hours of community service work. Let's see if she's still in the... No, she's not in the hot dog costume, so I'm not going to show you her mugshot. And then there's this. A fire department in Pennsylvania is demanding the return of a large wooden Smokey Bear sign that was taken from outside the station while the firefighters were out on a call. Here's one of the volunteer firefighters talking about the stolen Smokey Bear sign.
It's a symbol of the station and the community, yeah, to do something like that. As a volunteer fireman here, I mean, we're looking for people to come and help the fire service, help the communities, not to hurt it or damage it.
I'll press play.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Wasn't that that recording was horrible. Cereal butt sniffer is back in California. I said the cereal butt sniffer.
In the butt talk, son.
No, out of the butt. Yeah. He follows people around and he sniffs women's butts. And he did that at a Nordstrom rack. Well, he's been arrested again for the exact same crime just about a month later. Here's one of the victims speaking out about Khalees Crowder's release.
I didn't realize he was so close to me until I heard like his jewelry or something, and he sounded extremely close to me. So that's when I turned around and noticed that he was right under me. So that's when I stepped back towards the bookcase and I asked him what he was doing, and he said that he was tying his shoe. He was smelling me and he smelled another person in the store. It's honestly infuriating because he's done this for 13 plus years.
Good Lord.
So they know what he's going to do when they release him again.
Yeah. There is good news in the world, and thank God. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Listen to this. A 20-year-old man in Florida said his faith has been renewed after his cross necklace saved his life. His buddy was showing off his gun and shot him in the chest.
Go!
From 10 feet away. Now, here's the thing. The necklace slowed the bullet just enough not to kill him. Here's Aiden Perry and Dr. Dana Taylor talking about how the necklace saved his life.
I was going to my friend's house to watch a UFC fight, and then they have guns out. I'm feeling uncomfortable, and then I hadn't even been there for 5 minutes, and then the next thing you know, a gun's pointed at me, and I'm shot in the chest. I wore it every single day from the day I got it last Christmas.
If he wasn't wearing that cross, the bullet would not have been deflected to the left and where it went through his arm. It would have went into his chest and probably caused devastating injury to his heart and probably great vessels, and definitely would have been a different outcome for Aiden.
Good Lord. I wonder how big the cross was. Anyway, here, let me see if there's a news story on this. I mean, it's small, and I'm not going to allow ads from Fox News. Thank you. All right. Well, that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And congratulations on another successful Hill City Slide, which was a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.